Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I think when you're in your early 20s, when you are considering making a decision that is super risky or playing it safe, 95% of the time, I would advise take the risk.
Do it.
Do it. So our producer, Mikey, Messy Mikey, is here, and he is wondering if he should play it safe or not. And without even hearing what the entire scenario is, I don't care. Do it. Too young to play it safe. What do you got?
You got that right.
it's like the segment's over.
Bye.
So me and the old lady are thinking about skipping the country for a month or so.
Guys on the run?
Yeah, we're on the run.
On the run.
This is my last semester of college. We're thinking of doing a study abroad somewhere after this semester is over.
It's fantastic.
We've narrowed down the choices to probably either Paris, France, or South
Paris or France.
No, you meant Paris, Texas.
Paris, France.
Paris, Kentucky.
We're going to Paris, Texas. Or
Paris, France.
Paris, France. Or Cape Town, South Africa.
Whoa.
Okay. What do you know a thing or two about?
Yeah, I just got back.
So
those are your two options that you're debating.
That's right.
Very exciting.
And I'd like a little bit of advice on which one to choose.
Okay, so it's not should we go or not. It's which of the two to go to.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, this is totally different.
So for the first time ever, I am qualified to answer a question on air here because I did study abroad when I was in college. And I would say pick Paris. And here's why. I studied abroad for a summer in Barcelona. And the coolest part about my experience is it's so cheap to travel to different parts of Europe and that side of the world because you're already over there. I mean, half the battle is getting over there and flying places. If you go to Cape Town, South Africa, you might be a little bit more limited as to where else you can travel and see the world. Whereas if you're in Paris, you can take that train to London, you can go to Scotland, you can go to Greece. It's so much closer.
Let me just give a counterpoint to that real quick, Cass. Well, I think everything you're saying is valid. From a guy that just got back from Cape Town, and I don't disagree with what you're saying, I do think that you'll have more opportunities when you're older to make a trip to Europe than you will to South Africa and the countries in Africa. And if you're already there for school, going to like Namibia or Swaziland when it's accessible to you is probably more doable when you're in a program like this than when you get older.
But is it a study abroad or like you graduate after this semester? So is this just you guys traveling post-graduation?
So my girlfriend needs a credit, okay, but I want none of the study. I want the abroad. I'm looking to just get out there.
Okay.
Wait, the Olympics are also in Paris this summer.
Well, what do you know?
Oh, look at that.
That's
okay.
True.
All right.
Okay, well, that might sway me. I was going to say almost the same thing as Bert. The chances of when you get older, having enough time once you have a full-time job to make a trip to South Africa are slim. A lot of people go to Europe. They'll backpack around Europe. And I mean, my family is from the UK and it is beautiful and I love it. And I studied French as well. And I've been to Paris. I love that area. But my sister actually lived in Cape Town and Joburg for a while in South Africa. Loves it. Plenty of travel opportunities. So
cheap, very cheap.
Yeah, I would say. And here's the other thing. While the culture in Europe is obviously different from culture in America, I think you'll find a bigger culture shift with South Africa, and that is something fantastic to experience. And getting out of your comfort zone while you're young, it gets harder to do as you get older. Even if you have that mentality and you want to do it, making yourself do it is tough. I would go on the bigger, grander adventure, which is South Africa.
Gotcha. See, I'm a little bit nervous about going to Paris because I just hope that me and the French get along.
You won't. You won't.
I've never met a French person, a Frenchman who liked me. And so that worries me. I think that we're two completely different people. They like croissants and floppy little hats. I like Big Macs and Merle Haggard.
Cassie, just because I want to hear it, because we do, I love your voice and I love your dialect. Cassie, please give him a short sentence to say in French.
Say, je m'appelle Mikey.
Je m'appelle Mikey.
Go to Africa, bro.
Italian.
Go to Africa. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Go to King Town, Mikey.
Wait, give me another.
I'm stuttering now. I cannot think of anything on the spot.
Donde está el baño?
Okay, that's Spanish.
Okay. Où est la toilette?
Okay. Ratatouille.
Où est la toilette?
Mikey might be worse than me.
The thing you got to remember about Parisians is they're very much like New Yorkers. Like, you can't take it personally.
Worse.
That's how they flow, man.
Yeah, my time there, I would definitely tell you to go to Cape Town. Paris was cool, you know? I'll go to Cape Town.
I do think there's something to be said about going that far, because the opportunities to leave and go that far, they just, like Cassie said, they shrink as you get older, man. But what a privileged position to be in, though.
I know, I'm a privileged fella.
Two great places, man. So what's going to be the deciding factor?
Probably the lady.
Yeah.
You know what you should do?
What?
Study abroad in South Africa, but route through Paris. So after the study abroad is done, take another month and backpack around Europe.
Then now there's an idea.
There you go.
The Burt Show.